And now we turn to a subject that remains an enduring focus of adult books, the origins of spirituality. Religious philosophers, gurus, and self-help book authors debate this. Scientists are also in on the act. Some think spirituality has a lot to do with sounds that you can't hear. Rory Johnston has this report.
Every Sunday, thousands of churches around the world echo to the sound of the pipe organ. Organists are fond of rounding off a service with a rousing recessional, such as this one by Henri Mulet. Churchgoers enthuse about the sound. Here at St. Augustine's Episcopal Church in Santa Monica is Constance Cornell.
I love the organ music, and you know, a lot of people in this church cry, and I often think it's because of the quiet music and then swelling up. There's a resonance, there's a vibration. I think it touches us in a very deep level of our psyche, and you know, we walk out of church feeling very satisfied, and it may be because of that good vibration of the organ as well as the host and the wine.
Constance may not be too far off the mark, at least according to Vic Tandy. He's an engineer at the University of Coventry in England who got thinking about supernatural phenomena after he thought he saw a ghost.
I was working in a laboratory, and the cleaning lady had had an experience where she thought she'd seen a ghost. She described it as a grey object that appeared from behind her. And I was working in the lab several days later in the evening, and I started to get a similar sort of impression. I mean, I felt that there was something there, felt a presence. And eventually this sort of resolved into a sort of grey object that appeared over my left shoulder.
The next day he was repairing a fencing foil that he had clamped in a vise when the blade began to vibrate up and down all on its own.
My first reaction to that was, you know, the hackles went up. I started to get all the same sort of feelings that I'd got the day before. But it dawned on me that it was most likely going to be getting some energy from somewhere. So I did a very simple sort of physics experiment, if you like, and discovered that there was a standing wave in the laboratory at around sort of 18 to 19 hertz.
Hertz means cycles per second. Sound below 20 cycles a second is theoretically undetectable to the human ear and is called infrasound. But where was it coming from?
We managed to trace it to an extractor fan. We replaced the fan with a completely different fan, and once we'd replaced the fan, we never had any reoccurrence of the ghost.
A group of musicians and psychologists heard about Vic Tandy's experience and decided to run an experiment. Composer Sarah Anglis.
What we wanted to do was find out, does infrasound make you feel weird, basically? So the way to do it was we ran two concerts, absolutely identical in every single way, except that we laced the concerts with infrasound. And we didn't tell anybody where we were putting the infrasound. Not even the pianist knew where we were putting it. So it was like completely top secret where we were putting it. There was a 7-meter-long sewer pipe in the room. And we had a huge, great big loudspeaker inside this sewer pipe. And basically it was churning out infrasound. And that was what was sort of making the air alive with infrasound at sort of various points in the show. And basically what we asked them to do was to log any strange experiences that they had. And that was what was so interesting, is that when we looked at the results, we found that when the infrasound was present, the number of weird experiences went up an awful lot.
On an organ, the deepest notes come from the biggest pipes, which are played with the pedals of the organ. William McVicar is organist at the Royal Festival Hall in London, and he points out that for centuries, organs have been built with the lowest pipes pitched below the limit of human hearing.
The effect of these very low-frequency sounds is that the air shudders very slightly, or you don't actually hear a note, you perceive a rumble, and it's that which, in many concert situations, gives the organ its sort of spine-tingling reaction, which is exactly the sort of thing Sarah was looking for in her experiments.
So is it the infrasound that inspires people in church? David Griffin is a professor at Claremont School of Theology in California. He's doubtful.
We know from experience that all sorts of sensory matters, whether it's incense or whether it's certain kinds of music or whether it's certain sounds or sights, can evoke religious experience. But that doesn't mean they were the cause. It means they were the occasion. My own view is that we are having a religious experience, you could say, experience of something holy. in the unconscious dimension of our experience all the time. And when we have what we call a religious experience, it's that that has risen to consciousness. And there are all sorts of things that can help that rise to consciousness.
For Day Today, I'm Rory Johnston.